Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge. Today we have Judge Greg Smith with us and Brittany Ponce from Daviess County CASA program. Guys, good morning.
Good morning,
Dwayne.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Judge Smith, we'll start with you today. CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocate. We were talking before we went on the air. There's certain, I don't want to say myths, but certain things that people may think when they hear this that are not true. You don't have to be a lawyer that's gone through law school to do this, right?
Correct. Yeah, our CASA volunteers are just that. They're volunteers. They're there to be the voice for the child. They do have to deal with lawyers. They do write reports to me about what's going on with the children. That's their job, is to be the voice for the child. So it's not a lot of I have to do pleadings or I have to make arguments, but they do attend court sessions. They do give me written reports that are distributed to the parties and their attorneys and the Department of Child Services attorney. So their recommendations are the ones actually that I have to look to first. I look at their recommendations. I look, of course, what the department recommends when we're trying to reunify families that are having issues, whether it's substance issues or criminal issues or whatever's making them not be able to make their American dream come true. Our goal is always reunification, and that's where the CASA comes in to tell me, are things going good for the child? Are they working towards it? And quite frankly, the volunteers we have, their common sense approach to things are amazing. I get some of the best recommendations from my CASA volunteers.
Well, Ben, we cannot stress enough, Judge, how important it is. I mean, you are the voice for these children who do not necessarily or would not have a voice without the CASA volunteers there.
Correct. Well, what we had to do before, it became law that you had to have a CASA or guardian ad litem. That guardian ad litem meant we had to appoint attorneys. We don't have enough attorneys to go around because we have to appoint attorneys a lot of times for the parents, each parent. DCS has to have an attorney. And on top of that, there's the cost issue. When you appoint attorneys, that means your pauper attorney fee fund for the county is skyrocketing. These volunteers actually save the county because they track their hours, their volunteer hours. I can report to the council every year at budget time how many hundreds of thousands of dollars it saved us in pauper attorney fees to do that. So it's a win-win on that end, and that they can tell me what's going on in the child's life and report to me on the progress that they're making, and is it time for the family to be reunified, and the cost saving. And again, you don't have to be a lawyer. You do have to go through some training. You got to be 21. You got to do some background checks, obviously, to make sure there's nothing in your background that could prevent you from being around children. And then you do 30 hours of education that our CASA program, our director, and sponsors, and then you're a CASA.
And Brittany, let's go to you now. That's a good lead-in to you, because this training, when they hear that, that may scare people, but it's not extensive, hard training. It's just some informational programs that you have to set through, right?
Correct. And usually we break that down to one day a week for 3 hours. We try to make it work for whatever works in the volunteer schedule, and it goes pretty quickly.
And, you know, we're talking about the importance of volunteers. We have you in here this morning because, Brittany, you are the coordinator, of course, there for Daviess County CASA. There is a real desperate need right now to get more of these volunteers out there.
Yes, right now we have 54 children being served by our staff CASA, which essentially means that they're on a waiting list for a volunteer themselves.
And you see firsthand, sometimes these children really open up to these volunteers that they may not feel comfortable opening up to someone else that they know, or someone else in particular, right?
Yes.
It's, again, such an important job. And that there are people out there listening this morning. I know that this is in your heart. All you got to do, how do they get the ball rolling, Brittany? How could they become a volunteer?
They can email us at casa@daviess.org.
CASA, casa@daviess.org. Is there a phone number they could call to?
812-254-8652.
And once again, let's go over the requirements. You've got to be 21 or older.
Correct.
What else do you have to do?
You have to do background checks and then 30 hours of training.
That's it. And Judge Smith, usually on average, depending on what the volunteer wants to take, what kind of workload, they could serve more than one child, right?
Generally, we try to keep them at one. Some of them have a couple So we have, I think, like Brittany told you some of the statistics, 54 being served by our staff CASA. We have 94 kids in the system, 40 being served by our 18 active volunteers. So we need more volunteers so that the goal is that every child has a volunteer, a voice coming in, and that we don't have to have one person, our staff person, trying to cover too many.
Right. So you hear the need there, guys. Come on, step up and do it. Contact Daviess County CASA today. Become a CASA volunteer. It really means a difference to these children that we're talking about this morning. Great information, guys. And Brittany, I do want to make sure we get the contact information one more time. If somebody's listening that would like to volunteer, give us the details on how they can get a hold of you.
Contact us at casa@daviess.org or call us at 812-254-8652.
Be a representative and represent the children. Daviess County CASA, a worthwhile program that needs your help. Volunteers desperately needed right now. Get in touch and get on board. Guys, thanks so much for sharing the information. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Dwayne.
Take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.